In the year 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted violently, leaving thousands dead in the city of Pompeii in what is now Italy. Wilmington resident Dorothy Papadakos has brought this story back to life in her musical, Pompeii. The show is poised to open next week in Wilmington, and it has hopes of going to Broadway. Dorothy Papadakos wrote the book and the score for Pompeii, the musical, and she's broken away from rehearsals to join us right now. Hi there, Dorothy.
Hey, Melinda. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for being with us. Now, why a musical about Pompeii?
Oh, that's a good question. I still am not quite sure how it came to me and why, but it sure has had an amazing synchronicity, and it seems oddly relevant to our times. We've had so many devastating things in the last 4 years. I started writing it in July of 2001, and only 8 weeks after I started and got the idea, 9/11 happened. And in the 4 years since, you know, we've had, you know, terrible tragedies around the planet, and most recently Hurricane Katrina and the tsunami in Indonesia. And it's such a reminder that we're living on a living planet and subject to its violent tempests, you know, and tragedies can happen. And so the show is all about carpe diem. Seize the day and live your life fully, because you never know.
No, you began the work, as you say, before 9/11, mm-hmm. and then, of course, have continued to work on the musical in the years since. I'm wondering if your vision for the story changed in any way.
Yes, it's gone through several different phases of what I guess I wanted the story to talk about, and it's also gotten lighter, actually, as we've gone, because when 9/11 happened, I remember calling my manager in London and saying to him, geez, who's going to want to come see a show where 2,000 people die? And he actually said, no, you've got to keep writing it and finish it, because now people will get it. And but it's gotten much more fun and lighthearted. The show really is about the 24 hours before Vesuvius erupted, and it's Bacchus's one last romp. Jupiter gives him 24 hours, and I've based the story in what we know was historically happening that day. It's based in the ruins. We know there was a pretty ruthless election going on. You can tell that from all the graffiti that still is on the walls. We know the brothel was doing a lively business, and the bakery run by Priscus was in full tilt. You know, you can actually go to Pompeii and see his loaves of bread. They're still there, you know, just fossilized in the ash. It's amazing. And also the story is based around the Vetti family, and there's a lot of records about the Vettis and their eminence in the town. So I've used real Pompeian citizens in the story.
Now, the music in the show ranges from blues to calypso percussion sounds. What did you draw on in your own background for this, for coming up with the music for Pompeii?
Well, I'm an old-time jazz player, so all those styles, of course, I've been playing since I'm literally like 12 years old. I grew up in Reno, Nevada, and that's where I started studying jazz and theater. But I'm also Greek, and there's a wonderful Mediterranean groove pretty much under this whole score. A lot in the incidental music, the opening number. There's a wonderful drinking song that's very much a Greek sirtaki. So it's really coming out of my Greek heritage and also my jazz training. I worked for years. You know, I play with Paul Winter, and so I've been in the jazz world a long time.
Tell us about this Greek song that shows up in this Roman musical. which song is that?
It's called Bacchanalia. It's not on the CD, actually. It's fun. Well, you know, in ancient Rome, this was really interesting. I discovered this in my research, that in first century Rome, they had a very high respect for the Greek culture. And so their artists, their dentists, their doctors, their architects were imported from Greece. And so in the story, the young romantic lead, Nicholas, is a Greek artist. And so that's why I have the Greek flavor in there, in honor of Nicholas. But the number's called Bacchanalia, and it's in homage to the great Roman wine called Falernian. That was their Dom Perignon of 79 AD. And it really was the wine of Cleopatra. And curiously enough, it doesn't exist anymore. Falernian has gone extinct. because the Roman Empire emperors, they would all have their signature wine, and they would torch the vineyards of competition wines, you know? So they literally burned Falernian vineyards into extinction. So this song, Bacchanalia, Falernian, Falernian, Empress of the Vine. It's all about this wonderful wine. It came in rosé, sparkling, and white.
I'm curious, in the year 79 AD, what would have been a good year for wine? What would you have been drinking then?
I chose 55 and 49 because they rhyme really well in my lyrics.
There's another song here called Pompeiettes. Am I pronouncing this correctly?
Yes.
Tell us about the Pompeiettes. Is that a group of singers?
The Pompeiettes are the dancing girls in the show. They are the girls at the brothel under the tender, loving care of Madame Magda. So the Pompeiettes are the lovely ladies of the brothel.
And let's hear a little bit of Pompeiettes from Pompeii the Musical.
Long dark hair and long dark legs. Italian looks to hook or mentally weeps and bakes.
Oh.
Chestnut brown almond eyes. Wide ruby lips that have never told a lie. Smooth olive of skin that's satin in disguise. Hips that make you thankful to the gods on high. For Julietta, Claudietta, Cleopatra. Toe to head, Pompeiettes.
That's Pompeiettes from Pompeii the Musical, which is opening in Wilmington with hopes of going to Broadway. We're talking with Dorothy Papadakos, who wrote both the lyrics and the music for this musical. When you write your music and lyrics, are you doing that all at the same time? Which one comes first, or is it all together as a package as it goes along?
I'll tell you, every single song is different. Some songs come in literally 20 minutes. The words and music just seem to, like, be right there. Other songs literally take months because I just can't get it. Sometimes a melody comes and then the words. Sometimes I have a good lyric and then the melody comes after. They're all different. All different.
Do you remember what happened
it's
with
really
Pompeiettes?
Pompeiettes actually came very quickly. I wrote that was one of the first songs I wrote in July of 2001, and the song has hardly changed. Literally, hardly any note has changed in the 4 years. It's one of the few songs that hasn't gone through all the edits. I'll never forget, after I sat there at my computer and I just started humming this thing because the words started coming first, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if it's a real burlesque, you know? And my husband was taking me to dinner, and I had just sketched out the words on a little piece of paper, and I'm riding with him in the truck. I said, what do you think of this? Long dark hair, you know, and just started singing it to him, and he's like, oh my God. So that one came very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy Papadakos, I'd like to go out with another song from Pompeii. This one is called Gymnasia.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's one of my favorite numbers, and it's one of the shortest numbers. It's men only, and they sing it in Latin. They sing one of the most famous phrases in Latin. I think Seneca, actually, it's a quote from him. Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori. How sweet and glorious it is to die for my country. And si vis pacem, pax romana, parabellum, if you want peace, prepare for war. And so it's an interesting scene towards the end of the show when they're hunting down the evil magistrate, and it's the men with torches, you know, hunting this guy down. So it's a very high testosterone Roman male number. Men in loincloths, Melinda.
Okay. Well, Dorothy Papadakos, thanks for talking with us about Pompeii the Musical, and good luck with that.
Thanks, Melinda. Come see the show. You'll have a fabulous time.
Dorothy Papadakos is the writer of both the lyrics and the music for Pompeii the Musical, which is set to open in Wilmington on November 2nd and has hopes of going to Broadway. Here's a Gymnasia from Pompeii. And for today, that's the state of things. If you have a comment about our program, you can send us an email here. Our address is sot@wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Thanks for listening. I'm Melinda Pencott.